Good morning, what do you say?
Morning, good morning.
Part 3 of Hilchas Ichud, the last year on this topic, for this year.
Then you're going to summarize everything we did.
I'll try, that was part of the intention.
Right. I'm with you, Dave, I vote with you.
The main topic of today is regarding Ba'ilo Ba'ir, the idea. We mentioned in the first year a little bit the concept of a woman who has her husband in town, that it resolves the issue of Yichud. And from there we'll get to what happens if the wife is in town, which is a subject which is based on that. Let's start, we'll see, as we always do, go from the beginning. The Gemara in Kiddushin of Pei Aleph and Aleph, the right and the top right side, the Gemara brings, Omar Rabbo, Ba'ilo Ba'ir, Ein Choshishim Mishum Yichud. If the husband is in town, there's no problem of Yichud. The Gemara puts it together. We spoke about Pesach Patosh. Maybe we'll go back, do a short chazara later from what we spoke about in the first year, 3 weeks ago. The Pesach Patosh Rabbim, whenever you have a door open to Jewish Rabbim, is also not a problem of Yichud. Rabibi Iklo Lebei Rav Yosef. Rabibi got to the house of Yosef. Also, the Torah, the Korach Rifto, after they ate, Omer lehu shkulu dargo mitusi. Shkulu dargo mitusi bibi. Under the bibi. So he was eating, the Rashi explains, he was eating on the second floor with his host and the host and the husband and wife. And the husband and wife left to go downstairs. So he said, remove the stairs. Because, I mean, the stairs was usually a ladder. Take the ladder out, so I'm not going to be together with the balas abayis. The Gemara says, "Omar Rabbo, Ba'ilo Ba'ir, Ein Choshishim Mishum Yichud." The husband's in town. Even if he leaves the house, he's still in town. So the Gemara, Shani Rabibi, Dishushveniso Havoi, Vegai Sebe. So, meaning they were friendly. He was very friendly with this Balas Abayis, and Gai Sebe, he felt very comfortable with her, and therefore he was Choshish for Yichud. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. So we'll get back to the second part in a second. Rashi says, we mentioned in the first year, but let's go back into it. Rashi says, Ba'ilo Ba'ir in Choshishim Mishum Yichud, right below the Gemara. Rashi says, Lehal Kois, Demistafi Mibal Hashtos. You're afraid the husband will come in a second, therefore you do not do Malkus. Tosis learns that what Rashi means to say is that you're not still, even when the husband is in town, you still have a Easter of Yichud. You don't have the problem of Malkus. Look at Tosis on the left of the Gemara. Tosis says, "Ba'ilo Ba'ir Choshishim Mishum Yichud." Tosis Birus Bekutnis Ein Choshishim LeHalkus. Mas Rotoch Birusho Ha'Isur Mi'Eikah. There's Isur. Says Tosis, "The Kosher Can My Parich B'Samach Av Yosef Dakom Ashkul Da'igu Mitusi Bibi." What is the Gemara asking later? That he said to remove the stairs. For Amar Ba'ilo Ba'ir Choshishim Mishum Yichud. My Kosher. What's the question? Need the Malkus LeKah Isur Mi'Eikah. According to Rashi, the only thing you don't have is Malkus. But there's still a Isur. What's the question of Rabibi that asked to remove the ladder? You still have a Isur. Venir Lafar is telling you that Choshim Klam Shumichu, the Filo Isur Leko. So Tayyah says, there's no Isur. If the husband is in town, there's no issue at all, not like Rashi. Rashi, the way the Tayyah understands Rashi, Rashi says that if the husband is in town, although you don't have Malkus, you don't get punished for it, you still have Isur of Yechud. The Bach, before we go to the Bach, the Poiskim, the Rambam, Tur, Shulchan Aruch, they bring the halacha like the Taisis. If you look at the Rambam, in the top left, he says, in the Perech Beis, Mishir Bi, halacha is Beis, Eishizi, Shoiso, Bai, Lebeir, Eino, Chesheshes, Leichud. If the husband's in town, there's no problem, Yichud, Mibnei, She'emos, Bai, Lo, Aleo, because she's afraid of the husband. Does bring the Imai as a gospel, if he was the gospel, we said the veil, because she called him, she grew up with him, or she was a crevasso, she was his family, Lois is Sakhad Imo, Vafabi Shabbail Beir. Okay, so the Rabbim says, like Tesis, if the husband's in town, there's no problem. So the Torah says the same thing in Halacha, if you look in the below the Rambam on the left, in the middle, Halacha Chais. So you should buy a beer. Ain't choy should be sachin anymore. Because she was buy a little. No chash at all. And so says the Shulchan Aruch halacha lemaise, which is in the in the middle of the page, in Seif Ches, says the Shulchan Aruch, Isha Shabai Labair, Ein Choshim Yach Isachet Imo, Pnei She'imas Bai Lo Leo. There's no chash. That's how says the Shulchan Aruch. The Bach doesn't like it. This is what about the Rashi? So if you look at the Bach, below the Shulchan Aruch, there's the Nishma Seldom, below the Nishma Seldom, there's the Bach. The Bach says over there, he quotes Rashi. That's what we hold to the Bach. Not like a Shulchan Aruch, like the Rambam. We all know, he says, you have to chayish to Rashi. That's what the Bach says. But the Taz, in the middle over here, on the right, says, the Rashi doesn't argue with the Taisis. Rashi as well agrees that Ba'il Beir Mutar, there is no problem of Yichud at all. Hi, Rashi said Malkus. So the Taz goes on, I'm not going to go read it inside, but the Taz going into does a cheshbon. What Rashi was trying to tell you is clapping Beis Din. What's the Isser? Rashi says, you don't Oyser her. Losh and Mashwa, that the Gemara says, Ein Choshim Mishim Yichud, Mashwa, that you're going to ask her, the husband, or the wife and the husband. So the Rashi is bothered by it. What do you mean? You never ask the husband or the wife because of Yichud. So what's the discussion? So the Rashi knows that if Kamina for Beis Din is the Gabi Malkus. Now, we're not speaking, Rashi is not talking to us as individuals. Speaking to the Beis Din. How does Beis Din treat it? Anyway, what's the Nefkamina if you have a problem with Yichud or not? We know there's Eister of Yichud. What's the Nefkamina? Nefkamina is you give Malkus, you don't give Malkus. But for us, Rashi agrees that there's no problem of Yichud or Baal HaBeir. That's what the Taz explains to Rashi. So the later Achorim go ahead and say, how do we pass Kalam Maise? Poshit, the Rambam, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch also say Baal HaBeir is not a problem. Even Rashi, that someone understand that he understood that he meant the Baal HaBeir means the Isser, the Taz says otherwise, that even according to Rashi is not a problem. So we have all the Rishonim, and even Rashi, the other Shita, we maybe not even mean it. So therefore we hold Pashtas, the Baal HaBeir is not a problem. So Kozman, you have Baal HaBeir, you do not have Ish. Now, but when you have this Heter, Baal HaBeir, obviously this brings many questions. What does it mean exactly, Baal HaBeir? So number one is, what does it mean here? When you are in one city, what does it mean one city? New York. Someone is here in Woodmere. The husband, the wife is here in Woodmere, and the husband is working in Manhattan. Is that Baal HaBeir? Or not Baal HaBeir? How do you define it? So the Achronim discuss it. There's many shitas in the Achronim. I'm just going to bring a little small sample. If you look at the Tshuvas HaAnogas, the Shtarenbuch, on the left, he brings an Ois Gimel. It says, Ishi Shabbat Nitzah Be'ir Yenisu Yitachin Mo'ab Rishim Es Ba'il Olio. So B'Shem Rabbeinu HaChazonish Mevi'im Yichad Gisa, you bring in one hand, Shafil Be'ir G'doy L'Kamoy London or New York, Ein Yisu Yichuk Shabbat La'Be'ir. In other words, Chazal gave you a definition, Ba'il HaBeir. What's the city? It could be New York, it could be London, it could be a huge city. That's considered to be Ba'il HaBeir. Umin Yidach Yisa, maybe Mishmar, the other hand, they bring in his name, Chazanish, Shebnei Begver Ramat Gan, which is about 5 minutes, it's basically one big city. They just, they have to, it's like Woodmere and Lawrence, almost. Einu Kira Achaz, Shechakuz Rai Bekam Ba'atim, Tzachem HaShekach HaVet HaKadot HaChon. So HaChon, according to the way Chazanish learns it, it's a Gadav Chazal. We don't go anymore with Svaris. It's basically Chazal came and told you, one city, no problem. Two cities is a problem. Why? Because usually two cities are far away and one city is close. Happens to be the one city is very far away, two cities are very close to each other. You don't divide. You don't do any chilukim anymore. That's it. It depends on one city. That's the Chazon Ish learns.
Just like how the government defines a city,
right? According to the Chazon Ish, Lawrence City should be an issue, which is a big deal.
Someone's in Far Rockaway and the other person's in the Bronx. That's one city.
That's one city, exactly. Which is right. That's how the Chazon Ish learns. In other words, according to the Chazon Ish, it doesn't mean distance.
Yeah.
Chazal gave you a gather of one city. That's one city. That's a Chazon Ish learns. Rishtabach himself is much more machmer. He says it doesn't make sense. It needs to be 20 minutes. Because 20 minutes idea. Okay. On the other hand, the Rishul Mezamin goes ahead and throws up an Arba holds. No. City, you know what's a city? City is not what people made up the city. Not if we decide to divide Cedars and Lawrence in two different places. It's Tchu Shabbos. Tchu Shabbos, which Yisrael Zalman seems, it makes some sense. Why? Because Tchu Shabbos basically tells us that Tchu Shabbos makes you one city. If you can walk from one place to another without a problem with Tchu Shabbos, that means one big city. The fact that we divide it, we call this New York, and we call this the suburbs, doesn't make a difference. In my sense, it's one city. Look at the Yisrael Zalman quoted the Nishma Sadam. Nishma Sadam was a doctor who wrote five chalakim, Seder Shulchan Aruch, with halachas. It's mainly for doctors. It's mainly for doctors. And it's based on Yisrael Zalman. He has many, many truths from Yisrael Zalman. It's a very good likut. If you're looking for Yisrael Zalman, the road stuff, he was one of the good places. So he has a whole thing about it. What does a doctor do in Yichud? You know, that's one of the big issues. And he brings in his things. He says like this. If you look below the Shulchan Aruch, V'omali agorim Yisrael Zalman Aruch Shlita, Shulimatzanu chiluk b'chazal ben yektano v'gdoilo. We didn't find any difference between a small city and a big city. London or New York. You know, it's two different cities. Mutter. He holds not like Chazonish. Tel Aviv, Ramat Gan, Petach Tikva. Right, meaning three cities, but they're all attached to each other, similar to Cedars, Lawrence, Woodmere. Kulam nishamim ki yachas mikvan shetzin kev shachas afshal lechas gam b'shabes meichas l'shiyah. In other words, it's one city means close one. It's connected. It's one city. You're traveling somewhere else. That means two cities. The Igros Moshe, which finds that he has a little bit of a different approach. He goes more a little bit with svara. So he says like this. Let's see. The Igros Moshe is in the bottom. We're seeing the Oiz Zayin. Vav is the first one on the right. The middle one is within Ba'al Ba'ir. So he starts with the question, what happens if the husband is in the city, but he is in jail? And he's not coming out. It's not coming on. So that's how he starts. Ba'al Chavush V'Beis Asur. Right? It's clear right now he can't go out. He's in jury duty. He's not leaving yet for a few good hours.
In the hospital,
or like the hospital, for example. In the hospital. Ika isu yichud. Says the Igros Moshe, that's yichud. Why? The first brash, kiddushin, bailabir, tamet, bailabir, mitanim, mistafe, mibol, hashtosi. Because she's always afraid, maybe the husband will come. Shezela shekesh, chosh beizasuim. And michal chazodam. So he, we'll get back to that in a second. Now, I'm skipping a few lines. Basically, this is two parts. It's not one hemshech. This is the beginning of the ois and the end of the ois. And then he goes into all the things. He says, V'kol sheken, be'elu sho'ovdim etzlachim. Someone is working with somebody else. V'shoyim shem shmoy neshos. They're there for 8 hours. In other words, he's working. V'aderech l'shov v'chazara misham v'erech shtey shos. It takes 2 hours to go back and forth. Ike yisuyich g'shein dech in shalva b'yisa. When she's not supposed to come home, you know, it's yisuyichud. But if he's his own boss, v'yachol lovel abeisu kisheroi tzeli famim leke yisrechut. V'udo shuget tuvelin shalei dase. So here comes the English version. It says it really depends. It's not just a rule. If it's in one city, not city, it doesn't make a difference. It depends. If the husband can come here any moment, then it's okay. And he says even if he's working in Manhattan, but he's in his own boss, which most people today have the ability if they need to leave work and to go. It's not like they're working in a factory and if you're working, a person's working in a factory, he can't just leave in the middle. He has a shift, he's a doctor, he can't live in the middle. That's something else. But for most people, you know, something happens, some emergency, you have to leave the office, you can leave. So if you can leave, that's okay. And furthermore, the Igros Moshe goes on and says later, regarding something else, regarding someone who's teaching, it says, look at the left and the bottom, if you have a car, he says, Ba'al Ba'ir is not even one city. It's whatever it takes one, it could be one day coming with a car. So you're choshish. So the way the Igros Moshe brings this, like this, if it's clear to the wife that the husband will never come here, it's 100% sure. She has no chshash at all. The husband will not step foot in the house now in the next few hours, that's a yichud. But if there's even a remote chshash, He's working in Manhattan, but maybe suddenly he's going to feel sick. He's going to come home. You never know. So the fact that then you have a dinner by the bear. Then you have a dinner by the bear. And this goes back to the svara that we mentioned the first year. We spoke about Pesach Patul Shuzaravim. He brought the most achronim hold. The Pesach Patul Shuzaravim means even a regular house, nobody goes in there without knocking. If the door is not locked, it's not Pesach Patul Shuzaravim. And the question was, why? What does that help? I mean, nobody's coming in here, and you people feel comfortable to go, you know, in a ways in their house, not the same way they go in the street. But we said the idea is, with the chur, the svar comes out from the achorim, is that when it's like someone doing something illegal. He's dealing something illegal, you're not going to do it when your door is open, even though the door is not locked, and even though usually people don't go in. You never know, maybe someone will open the door. You're afraid of the law, you're afraid to go to jail for a few years, you're not going to do it. You're afraid to get with the problems. Yichud is the same idea. When a person is in a place, we speak about shaving, and as we said, we're going to go back in a second, like Gabi Liber Gospel, if he's very comfortable with her, it doesn't apply. Talking about people that are shaving, they want to do the right thing, it's not Liber Gospel. So doing anything wrong is really something very extreme. So anything which will make you uncomfortable, do something which is extreme, is okay. And therefore, Pesach Masoros Rabbim works. Therefore, Ba'al Beir, if says the Yigris Moshe, if you know for sure he's not coming here, there's no Ba'al Beir. But as long as there is some chashash to Ba'al Beir, then it works, even though it's a big city, even though it can take a few hours to come here, calls one that you never know, maybe something happened, he came back, so then it's din of Ba'al Beir. But if there's no question that the husband will not be here, he is in a different place, and he's arrested, or you know for sure he's not there, or there's a camera. One of the examples that Chani bring, there's a camera to where the husband is, where she could see where the husband is.
The phone, she knows where he is.
The phone, you don't know exactly where he is.
Why? You have those apps, you know the
camera. Right, you say for the phone, with the cell phone, it says where exactly where he's looking.
Yeah.
But again, this, maybe one could say, maybe he forgot the phone in the office and he walked in. You never, right? So that can happen. But whenever there is a way that the woman has no chash at all, she knows for sure where he is, that takes away the issue of yichud. Therefore, this is already talking, speak about solutions. When a person has an issue of yichud, for example, he is in the same, we'll get more to it, he's in the same office with another woman. One of the ways to do it is, you know, if Ba'al Beir, there's no problem of yichud. If she's a married woman, Ba'al Beir, not Ba'al Yichud. If they want to do it the right way, she should tell her husband, you know, don't tell me the whole time where you are. Don't tell me if you're in the office, you're not in the office, don't call me from the office with the office
caller ID.
Caller ID. You know, I'm assuming he went to the office, obviously you go there every morning, but maybe he didn't come in any minute, I'm not sure. You know, that the fact that the Ba'al Beir is some chashash at all, that already solves the problem of Ba'al Beir. Now, one of the things I didn't bring it over here, the Pesach Teshuva brings on the Shulchan Aruch, is what happens. The Pesach Teshuva brings the name of the Chacham brings it as well. Is what happens if the wife goes to a different house? She's not home. She went to somebody else's house, and the husband doesn't know where she is. So she went to visit a friend. Do you say Ba'al Beir or not? So Pesach Teshuva says no, because the whole idea again is the husband could come any minute. But if he doesn't know where she is, then it's our problem. Then the problem goes back. Many achrayim disagree. They bring the lashon of the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't differentiate where the woman is. Look at the lashon of the Rambam. Doesn't say where she is. The Shulchan Aruch as well. That's it. There's no chash. Why? Because again, if we go back to the svar that we mentioned a few weeks ago regarding in the first year, if she did right. Right now, maybe the husband doesn't know where she is because she didn't tell him where she was. But maybe he's going to find out somehow. And maybe he's going to come looking for her because something happened. Because the kid happened something in school and he has to run to take care of him. He's going to look for the wife. He's going to find out where she is. He's going to go into the house. He's going to look for her. So the Ba'al of Beni Achrayim disagree with this piece of truth regarding being in a different house because of this issue.
Can she do the opposite of what you said before? Just like he shouldn't tell her where he is, the caller ID and everything else. If she goes someplace else, she should call him and tell him where she's going.
That will make it wrong, better for the Pesach Teshuva, right? Maybe it's Pesach Teshuva. Some Achrayim do bring it, and even Rosh Hashanah Zama speaks about it when he speaks about the doctor, that, and it's probably more of an issue by a doctor than just a regular guy, is that if the husband knows where she went, but he said, you know, you went to the doctor, and he's going to do a checkup, it'll take an hour. And he said, okay, so I'll see you in an hour from now. You know, the husband probably will not go in the middle of the check. She went to the doctor's office, he's going to go in, you know, and he gave her permission to be there. So maybe there's less of the heter of Mirsas. There's no Mirsas because the husband allowed her to be with the doctor alone.
But isn't it, but you're talking about she's going to go to a private, there's nobody else in the doctor's office.
Right, nobody else in the doctor's office. So do you say Baal Be'i or you say no, the husband's not coming back in the next hour because he's told to go to the chapel with the doctor. And, you know, why he's not looking for her right now. He knows where she is. He knows if he finds her with the doctor alone, there's no problem. That we made up. That's what I'm going to do. So is there a het of mitzvah or not? The Chachamim discuss it. They're not so clear about it. And, you know, the gather of when is it?
The issue is him knowing that she's alone with another man in a room. The issue is
then she's not going to want to do something wrong because he may come in any second.
Right.
So the question is if they're getting to.
He's okay with
right. I'm saying he's okay with she's another man in a more, let's call it an intimate setting. Even though, like a doctor checking her up. So any, like, I think Rosh Hashanah is referring to a fact that if let's see that something's going wrong, she could always say, no, it wasn't well of a checkup, you didn't understand what's going on, you know, like something like that. I hear you. I'm not disagreeing with your question. The Shlomo Zalman, when he speaks about it, he speaks specifically about the doctor. It could be that's what he's referring to in a case that it's.
As long as there's a receptionist or a nurse or
That's somebody else.
That doesn't make a difference biologically.
Right. That we spoke of. That was the first year regarding Pesach and Sukkot.
Why would it be okay for him to say, oh, it's okay that you're with this doctor alone in his office?
Why should he say it at all? No, the only discussion is because of Baal Be'er. Let's say he's alone. Do we have a head of Baal Be'er? The husband is around. He's 5 minutes away. Is that good enough or not? That's where the discussion. You know, we have a head of
Baal Be'er is that he can walk in at any moment.
She's afraid. She's afraid. That she's miritas.
She's not going to do something
wrong because she's afraid of her husband.
Yeah, the doctor's office, she's not. Not afraid.
It's not only walk in. That's the point I want to get to. The chash here is not only that he's going to walk in. Even if he's in a place where, you know, he doesn't even know where she is. She's not. It's not so much that he's going to walk in on her as much as she just has Amos by Lo'alea. She's just uncomfortable to do something because her husband is around. It's just, you know, it's like it gives her a natural fear.
She's not going to be uncomfortable because her husband's not going to do it.
Right. Right, that's why Shlomo Zalman brings that question. That's exactly the point. Shlomo Zalman brings the idea. That's why he's not so clear this is going to be okay when he's, you know, allowing her to be like, in, you know, with no questions asked. So the name when we just mentioned about this idea that he doesn't know where she is. The Chazon Ish himself says it's okay. Chazon Ish seems to very much go with this heter that we just this idea of any fear whatsoever, anything that makes her uncomfortable. That's already a katzah by labir. So, you know, she doesn't know exactly where she is. It's still a by labir concept, and that will be help. If you look at the Chuvas Hanogos. And we read before in the Sif Dalid, there he actually even argues on Ramesh. He says over there, that's the way the Chazon Ish. He knows for sure the husband's not coming out. There's no question. She could also go melachta above in kabur shos elu sheni ish and tzeh beiso. Fein about your day echad and nimtzes. The husband knows she is. He's not supposed to be home anyway. Nikol ki meder shabayil abeir. And that's when he brings the whole idea that there's a natural fear that the Isha has, which Amos Baal. In other words, go back just to what we were discussing before, the Achronim discuss what is really Baal Be'er. Is Baal Be'er just a concept that maybe he's going to walk in on her, meaning she's afraid. And therefore, says the Chacham Sadok, the Chacham understands, if he's in a house where the husband doesn't know where she is, she's not afraid that the husband's going to walk in. Or it's just she's uncomfortable when the husband is around. And according to the Chazon Ish, just being uncomfortable, that's the idea of Baal Be'er.
It's a lot different than if he's out of town, obviously.
Right. Meaning saying, so out of town, she doesn't have the discomfort.
Anywhere where he can get to that place within a reasonable amount of time, there's going to be discomfort.
Right. Now,
dependent on the woman's feeling, meaning if you happen to have a wife,
couldn't care less. Yes. So that's exactly the point. Very good. That the second part of the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about Libra Gospel. What's Libra Gospel? He feels very comfortable with her. He feels comfortable. He feels they don't have. You know, they don't have the usual distance that maybe a full man and woman have. So then they don't have the hetter. Why don't you have the hetter anymore? Because, you know, it's easier for them to get to Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Days of Hirtika Deisr. So there, you don't have the Heta of Ba'ilo Be'ir V'Liba Gospel. One of the discussions that Achrim have is what happens, what is, the Rambam brings the example of Liba Gospel. The Rambam says, what is Liba Gospel? He says, it's only God Lo'im, or they grew up together in the same house, or Yishayisa Krivosoi. She's a family member. So I'm sure there's very specific examples that Rambam brings. What is, why Dafka these examples? When Achrim say, no, it has to be Amish, he feels almost like a family with her. What happens if a man and woman that are working together for many years? She is his secretary. And they're working together for 10 years. Is that krivos or not? Is that the same idea of libagas or not? So that's a discussion of the Achrim. Some of the Achrim hold, yes, the minute they're working together in business, they feel very comfortable with each other, so then there's a problem of libagas. The many points you bring in halacha, it really depends on the nature of the relationship. If it's very business, you know, very professional, and you know, they're not doing any fun stuff together, they're not going out to eat, they're just really just dealing with professional things. They have very little small talk between them. So then Ba'ilo Be'ir still works. But if they become very hamish with each other, so then Ba'ilo Be'ir does not work. So, you know, except other issues that a person can have in being very comfortable with women in the office, there's another issue of yichud that could come up. One other discussion that Chayim have is, what does exactly mean marriage? So obviously, husband and wife, they're married, Kedas Moshe Yisrael, is obviously marriage. What happened if they did not marry with Chuba V'Kedushin with a rabbi? They just had, you know, civil marriage. They got married, you know, in City Hall. Is that good enough? Is that good? Is that considered to be Ba'ilo Be'ir? To marry with this thing? P'alocha doesn't mean, not exactly. First of all, P'alocha does mean a lot. The chumra, we're machmir on civil marriage to be like regular marriage. If she didn't get a get, she's considered to be HSE, shel chumra. It's not enough. It's not a mehudardik marriage, but it's not. But one of the biggest issues that once I heard Dayan speaking about when there was the big aliyah from Russia to Eretz Yisrael, one of the biggest issues they had was the many, they got married in, it was called the Suim Mizrahim, right? They were under law in Russia. Not a Jewish marriage, but they got divorced also that way. So the marriage is considered to be a marriage according to halacha, because kiddush is very easy to do, and gerushin you have to do a get. So that's a big problem, mizrahim and everything else. So this, you just ask about halacha. The achronim bring here, forget about the halacha if it's going to be marriage or not. The minute they consider themselves to be married, there is a heter of Ba'ilo Be'ir. Ba'ilo Be'ir is if there's a husband and wife, they're acting like a husband and wife, and she does not want to do, the woman does not want to do anything to upset the husband, you know, especially in these type of things, you have a heter by the bayer. The Achronim even have a discussion, what happens if they're not Jewish? It's a goy. Do you have a heter of a goya? Do you have a heter of by the bayer by a goya? Machlek is in the Achronim. Do you say by a goya this idea or not? Because the Gemara treats, you know, speaks about goyim that they, in general, are more prutzim. So the question is, do you matter or not? Machlek is. Some Achronim hold, even by goy you say that. But by a Jew, even with a civil marriage, that's good enough if they are if considered to be Ba'ilo Be'ir. One thing that the Achrayim say that's not going to help is that they're not married, and if they're not together in any formal way, meaning boyfriend, girlfriend. One could say, okay, so here they have some kind of, you know, she doesn't want to cheat on him, right? No, if there's no, you know, official connection here, even if it's not a kiddushin, if it's not a civil marriage, not nothing, so they can break up any second just by a phone call. You know, this is not a good answer, as we can see today. This is, you know, that's not good enough. So that's the guy with Ba'ilo Be'ir. We learn here what's the ear, what's considered to be Ba'ilo. You have what's a Ba'al, what's an ear. Basically, a Ba'al is anything which is a formal marriage that brings this fear to the woman. And the ear, we have, according to Moshe, anything that the husband can come in any second, because it'd be Ba'ilo Be'ir. The Chazonish Vashri is matter even if more than that, even if they're in the same city and there's no chashash going to come, is also a din of Ba'ilo Be'ir.
Does that apply to vice versa?
Meaning? Oh, so that's the second part. So, we learned already last year, we started talking about Ishta. We started about when you have multiple men and women, we saw the Gemara that says that if the wife is with him, so then there's no problem. And that's what down La'alocha, if you see, look at the tour, the Shulchan Aruch. Let's start with the tour. The tour says in the, it's divided based on the Shulchan Aruch, so it's Seif Gimel, if the wife is with the husband,
mutter lisyachid banoshim sheishte v'shabayto. So if the wife is with him, you're good. The Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. Kol isha shos ischadim imay yachadimo. Imay also ishto imo. If the wife is with his husband, harizim mutter lisyachid v'she isha v'shabayto. So the wife helps. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And if you realize there's a difference in the lashon between speaking about the wife, speaking about the husband. Because the husband, the lashon is isha shabayla bayir. And when you speak about the wife, it says ishto imoy. So many achronim learn from here and die from here. That's not the same thing. If you are bayla bayir, the husband can be bayir. Ishto needs to be imoy. Many medag this thing. For example, if you look at the Maharsham, the Maharsham says, you know, let's start maybe with the first because he's Kaidim in the Seder. The Bishmuel is the one who says that the same way you have Baila Beir, you have Ishto Beir. Let's say the Bishmuel is the end of Simcha Beis. He brings, Vinaf Kamini speaks about again teaching young children. Even in the city, that's how he learns the Kesem Mishnah. Whenever the wife is in the city, it works the same way as a husband in the city. That's what the Bishmuel learns. Says the Maharsha right below that, I don't have a proof to say that's right. Umisvar says the Maharsha ain't lack. The Lashon of the Shah says is Ishto Imoy, not Ishto Beir. It's not the same thing. Right? He says, also what about Amos Bailo? This is another thing. He's not so afraid of his wife like she's afraid of him. That's the Svar that the Rasham says. And meaning, also you can add, Bailo, that a man has more tendency to do something wrong and not to calculate all the consequences that can happen because of his actions. So, comes out the Rasham says Baal Bayir does not ishto beir doesn't work. Similarly, Gus Moshe says the same thing. Moshe says if you look in the first one, the Bedin Ishto Mishamayto, he says in the right in the bottom Shulchan Aruch who refers Ishto Mishamayto Davke Kishim says Imoy. Floisagim Hashem is not enough when she's in the city. Medishina Bilshayna Shemitzad Baal Isa. We see he says look at the Roshim. That's what we said the Diuk we said before. Before he says, Isha Baila Bayir, Yichoshim Amo. Gamas Tamishim is Baila Leo. That's by a husband. Ube Ishto Isto 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 Imoy. I raise him with a Yisachim. Sheimoy Amashra Yoysa Imoy Mamish. So the Ramosh says, he has to be Mamish with him. That's what it works. So this is a big, that's one of the big discussions here in the Achronims. Shmuel is the one who says that the Ishto Bayir works. The Maharsham, the Gus Moshe, and Ramosh, and others say, no, look at the Gemara, look at the Lashon. So many want to say, many later Achronim, and later Priskim, and Lachor, that's what the Beis Shmuel means to say. And the Beis Shmuel says, you have a concept of Ishto Beir, because the Beis Shmuel speaks about a specific case. Speaking about when the Torah talking about a Melamed Tinoikis, that should not be alone with the kids if he's not married, if Ishto Beir is okay, so he speaks there, a Gavurcha about that. What he means, Ishto Beir, says the explain. It's not ish to be like Baal Bayir. Baal Bayir, as we learn, means any time the husband is in the city, that's good enough. Ish to Bayir means that she can come in any second. She literally can come in any second. I mean, if she's an hour away, you don't come and say, maybe she'll come in. Speaking of the ish, she lets her left the house for a few minutes. She's not here right now. But she's around. She, you know, she's going to come home in any second. That's an ish to Bayir. Meaning, ishto imri means the wife is with the husband. What is the definition of the wife is with the husband? Not that she's literally holding his hand the whole second, every second. But the fact is, if they're in the same house, and she is supposed to be here right now, she left out to go visit a neighbor, she's coming right back. She went to take the kid to the doctor, she'll come right back. She's not, you know, she's around. She doesn't have to be literally in the house, but she has to be in a place where she's supposed to be here any minute. That's the ishto imri that we could be matir. It's Baal Bayir could be even if he went to work and he's an hour away, but he can leave any second, that's good enough. Ishtemu does not work that way, and that's what most places can hold. Ishtemu, the only heter of Ishtemu, doesn't have to be in the same house. Someone in Machmer would say she has to be within the same house. If she left the house, it's already not Ishtemu. So, as many Achrayim bring, Baal Nefesh wants to be Machmer, can be Machmer that. But the heter that many chonim rely on is if the isha is can come here any moment. She will be here in a few minutes. She just went out a few minutes. She's coming right back. That's enough to be ishtoi ima. So that's how that's the idea of ishtoi ima. Does it work by here or not? The Bishmuel says that in the city too. And we say it doesn't mean Mamash city, it means anywhere close to Behovia. As we mentioned before, by the way, just what they say, because we mentioned that this whole idea of being with small children, the Shulchan Aruch brings in the end of the halachas. That's not the topic today, but I just wanted to mention, you see in a second why. So it says, the last halacha of the Shulchan Aruch is Mishain Lo Yisho, someone who's not married, Lo Yilamati Noikis. Why? Shall teach small children? The mothers of the children are coming to the school the whole time with him alone. That's what he says. And then there's also another halacha regarding what I wanted to bring. This is the halacha that we just mentioned now regarding the Bishmuel. Another halacha that we have is what's the age of when does Yichud start? Don't mention anything in the last year or question. When does Yichud start? Why is it Beferish Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch says, I didn't bring it over here, but Shulchan Aruch says, Tinoikis Shib Chusum Mishalosh, if the girl is under 3 years old, the Tinoik Pachas Vimentesha, the kid, the boy is under 9 years old, Musal Isachet Yehem, Shalgozu Ela Al Isha, Yichud Isha Riyo Labia, the Isha Labia. Meaning, boy above the age of 9 and a girl above the age of 3, that's what you have Yisri Yichud. That's what you have Yisri Yichud. So, meaning, if it's an adult with a girl under the age of 3, or it's a boy, or it's an adult, a woman, with a boy above the age of 9, you have a problem of yichud. That's already an issue of yichud. The place can discuss what happens if the kids are both small. They're both 11 years old. You have a issue or not. So I want to say it's not a problem. And others say, no, you have an issue because of chinuch. You have to just do chinuch to teach him not to be with one alone. So that's regarding that. So tonight it's any young child is a issue yichud from the age of 3 and under. So I just want to mention here, that they asked Belsky, that was yesterday in the second part of his Levaya, he was here in JFK, right, today, he has also true as a Gabi Yichud, and they asked him, what about, you know, today, legally, you have, you know, person can get into trouble if he starts up with an underage girl. Is that enough to prevent Yichud? Yichud is not to get to there. You have all because of Amos. It was by low Amos. This
you get arrested.
You can get arrested if it's a girl underage. If you speak of the age of four years old, it's not good enough. And he said, no, we're not. You know that we're not. The legal does not help us enough for that. So I just wanted to mention that. But he said that the legal fear does not help, and just to know that for the tenuris. But Lemaisa, we learned today regarding by low here. And just let's add one more thing that we learned regarding the second half that we see in the Gemara, which is Pesach Matulah Shiravim, as we mentioned in the first year. Pesach Matulah Shiravim, the most place can hold, except for Moshe, that says that even if the door is locked, most places hold the door cannot be locked. But as long as the door is open to a place where Rabbim pass by, and they may open the door, even though they don't usually do it, because it's a private home, nobody just opens up. But they may open the door because Rabbim pass around there. You have a heter. So these two heterim, Baila Beir and the heter of Pesach Matulah Rabbim, really save many issues in Hilchos Yichud. And all what a person needs to have is to just have the mindset of to pay attention to what Hilchos is all about. Yisur Yichud is a man and a woman cannot be alone. So there's ways to resolve that problem. Pesach Matulah Shiravim is an easy way to resolve it, especially in today's day and age. There's many ways to have this to resolve that issue. And a prisoner can bring himself to a situation where you're always going to have a Pesach Matulah. He's alone in the house with the cleaning lady. So he leaves the door open, not locked. You solve the problem, according to most poskim, you resolve the problem of Yichud. Bay Labeir. Take out issues, as we mentioned with Ramesha, that the wife doesn't know exactly where the husband is right now. She, you know, he could be coming home any second. He doesn't come and tell her and announce her, I'm 8 hours away, I'm not going to be here. So you have to have a Baila Beir. And so there's ways to go ahead and use these heterim in order to resolve, to get, to be nimna from the Isur of Yichud. The Isur of Yichud is one of the Isurim, as we mentioned the first year, which is a discussion, it's a derais or derabanan. It may be Isur derais to be Yichud with a woman, and even if that's only Isur derabanan, it's still a Isur, big Isur that derabanan were attacking on us. So all we need to do is pay a little attention to make sure to get to a place where we can avoid the Isur of Yichud.
Try it.
Any questions just to end it up?
The one about the man with two women, mm-hmm. or one woman with two men, remember?
The left from last week, yeah.
Right. Let's go back to that. The man is it two women, right? Both of them, the other one, whatever, they're over 80, right?
Yeah.
That's permissible, right?
Right.
But the other way around?
One man with two women, no. You have to have one man with three women.
Three women.
Two, right.
So two women, one work?
One work.
Three
women according to Rashi, that's what we learned. The only according to Rashi, if you have more than two, it works. According to the place of Sfaradim, the Shulchan Aruch holds, it needs to be it can't, even 20 women don't, doesn't work. Right. By one man. And by the, if it's the opposite, so two men are enough. Like sharing. Ishto imoy by ear is not good enough. That's the local bias that comes out. Ishto imoy means really she needs to be in the house or in a place where she's coming home very soon. If she's she's an hour away and she's, maybe she'll come back, that doesn't help for ishto imoy because it doesn't say ishto by ear. So,
I'm coming into a problem again. My wife's going away, and we're talking about how we're going to work it around. So I can take one of my grandchildren, not me, grandson.
You're right.
He's already 14, okay, right? His mother-in-law is there. The two of us are there with her, that's okay. Then.
Right.
Okay, but I can't bring a woman because it's all two is enough.
It's going to be too right. It's going to be only two. Unless you have Pesach Masuchas or Rabbi, but it doesn't help in the middle of the night.
We're talking about at night.
Yeah, it doesn't help. Right. So again, so this is, the question is where and work. If it's a place where people come in, and, because you're speaking, working late, meaning other people working late as well. I mean, he's not the only guy in the building. So what? No, so if you have the Baal Beir, that works. Baal Beir. Or if it's in a place where you have Pesach Patuach, meaning the door of the office is not locked, and people can come in, and people are walking there in the hallway, it's not a deserted building. But if you're in a place where it's going to be a man and a woman alone in a building, which is, you're going there at 12 o'clock at midnight because you're working a big case, and nobody's in the building, everybody's empty, it's only a man and a woman, that would be problem, and she's not married, you're from Bichot.
That's right.
And you have also a heter if she's married, if she's a goy, there's many some of them that say that goy is also good if she's married. So if they have mashas at chak, you have to be soy mecha. Right, and you can see what's going on. Right. So that we learned also in the first year that a window open to just a rabbi is good enough.
Right.
Any place, again, a place you're not going to go and deal drugs in front of the window. That's the thing, right? You're not going to do that. So that's the brushes that get there. You're not going to do something which is terrible, unless the Bogaswa that all these attendants don't work.
And the good thing today is a lot of these offices all have security cameras.
Right.
That are constantly on.
That also according to bring.
Constantly on.
If you're monitored by a camera, so then again, that solves many of the issues. That's another answer. That's another way to do it.
That doesn't matter either. Doesn't
what?
Locked door in the house.
We spoke about locked doors where Feinstein said during the day,
right.
He locked the door, but at night you can't.
So Moshe holds that even a locked door works, but we hold it not. It has to be open door.
So inside the house, a locked door, even with...
Because you can open the
door. Yeah, because we learned that also.
Open up the door at some
if you're
point.
Using the same house, at the end of the day, the Chayim point out you have the same kitchen. If you go down to drink the
same
cup of water,
right, right.
So it doesn't help. You know, so she does it. But if she's going to be in the room and I get out for the whole night, and she locks it up, so that's okay. If the woman locks it up.
Yeah, the woman locks it. But again, you still have to have the three women.
Right. I mean, if the woman is in a room and she locks up the door, and she has the key and she's not going to leave the room, again, if in case she does not going to leave the room, so then there's a head to that we learned last time. If she has the key, she locks the door and she's not going to get out of her room the whole night. She has her own bathroom there, and she doesn't need the kitchen. She has whatever she needs. So then you have a heter of then there is a heter, because she's locking inside. She's like in a different place.
It's like there was a, I remember a case of Shulchan Aruch a long time ago, learning this, that there's a case of a loft, and there's a ladder. And the ladder is pulled up from the top. The woman's staying at the top, right. And there's no way to come up. There's no way for the man to come up without the ladder, and the ladders are on the, in the, on the upper level of the loft. The woman is there alone, and the man is there alone, but on a completely different level, no way to get
so
up.
So right, and the only thing they bring is the question is, will she go downstairs?
Right. If she doesn't go downstairs,
if she doesn't go downstairs the whole night,
so that's not an issue. It's like locking the door, and she's not going to come out.
Right. If she's single, it's a problem. If she's married, then
it's a bet. Usually a bail over here, unless again.
And even a legal marriage could just help that.
Yeah, that's what's right.
Yeah, that's a good.
Because again, it's the fear. The fear is that she doesn't want to. You know, she doesn't want to do something which is.
Legal document.
It's
you that you can now be in that place.
Right.